Hello and welcome to the Retail Week, our look back at one of the big stories of the last 7 days. I'm George MacDonald, Executive Editor of Retail Week, and I'm joined by my colleagues Rebecca Waller-Davis and Grace Bowden. Interesting theme has emerged this week at three big name retailers: Amazon, Debenhams and Next, all of which to varying degrees have been talking about how they're using website data to range their stores. The most dramatic is Amazon, which has opened a store in New York called Amazon 4-star. Everything on sale has got at least a 4-star review on Amazon.com or is trending and new on the site. Let's talk a little bit about Amazon first, Grace. What do you make of this? Does it sound like a good idea?
I think it's an interesting idea. So basically, just for a little bit more detail, basically it's everything that's rated 4 stars and above is potentially put in the store, as well as things that are new and trending and selling really well, yeah. And a couple of other things as well. But it's basically hot products as decided by customers. What I thought was interesting about the release was that they said that one of the things that the store will do is it'll expose customers to products they will love. And I guess my slight objection to that phrase is that it's products they already do love, isn't it? Because it's all very much decided by the customer and the customer appetite, which on one hand is great, right? Because you know you're going to get into the store and get things that fellow customers really, really like, yeah, and enjoy. If we look at the popularity of things like Instagram and things like that, when determining the kind of purchases we make, it's becoming more clear than ever we care about our peer feedback and peer interaction when we buy a product. So on one hand, it's a really, really canny move, and also something that makes so much sense for a player like Amazon with the level of customer interaction and feedback they get. On the other hand, I don't know what experience you get walking into that shop that you wouldn't just get perusing their website. And the thing about Amazon's website is it's so great at being able to, you know, get that level of feedback from customers and be able to see how your other customers are interacting with products. Yeah. I don't know what walking into the shop provides you that browsing on the website doesn't.
Interesting point, because on a lot of websites, including I think Amazon's, you don't necessarily browse, do you? You go there with a specific product in mind. So actually, maybe you do get a real benefit there from the people's enjoyment of browsing in a shop.
Yeah. No, I can see the point of that. And they have one feature which is really interesting, which is often bought together. So it's like, if this product got a 5-star and this is sort of the feature you'd be looking for on the website, you might not necessarily find X, but yeah, X number of fellow shoppers also enjoy it. I can see that to a certain extent. I don't see where the discovery factor is, but maybe we don't.
Maybe it's a bit.
It just seems like a bit of a gimmick, I think, especially because I think, as you're saying, what are they doing kind of in this store that they couldn't really do online? It's essentially Amazon trying to curate, which we all know that it's not particularly good at, so perhaps it's trying to do that in an offline way. Yeah. But I think, to me, the good thing about it is the kind of trending stores by location, perhaps. I think that's quite interesting, seeing what like your fellow New Yorkers are buying. Mm-hmm. I think that could be really interesting. Yeah. 4 stars, I mean, it's just an okay product, isn't it? No one's going to buy anything. Have you ever bought anything online that had 3 stars?
Well, what about, I wonder what...
How much do you buy stuff online at all, then?
Fake reviews.
Interesting.
Well, yeah, also. Yeah.
But it sounds a bit of a digital take on what Waterstones has done for years.
Yeah.
And actually, you do go into Waterstones often not knowing what you want to buy. You might have a general idea. I think it'll be an interesting one to watch and see what happens.
I think actually, I mean, you talk about Waterstones, I think the interesting thing from this is that people do often go into a store, and either it's Waterstones where you have those really good reviews and everything's curated really nicely by the staff who clearly really care. But often you go into a store, I'll go into, say, Boots, and I'll be browsing, and I'll be looking on their website or on Makeup Alley or something, checking out how good that product is online before I buy it in-store. So perhaps retailers can kind of take lessons from Amazon on displaying reviews, which actually Debenhams did in their new store in Watford, displaying reviews next to products.
Yeah. So you brought us straight to it. Let's talk a bit about Next and Debenhams. What are they doing?
So Debenhams is taking the very logical step of looking at which items sell best in which locations and regions, and then sending more of those items to store than other stores.
Yeah.
So it's a very kind of basic concept, but I think one that is probably quite overdue.
Yeah, it could be one of those things that are on the surface of it so simple, but could end up being very effective.
Oh yeah, I imagine so. And you know, there are huge regional differences, I think, in you know, we're becoming more and more kind of nationalised and globalised, but I think you do still have big regional differences in kind of what sells where, and so I think that could really, you know,
yeah,
really
and happen. Differences even, you know, from town to town.
Yeah.
I guess. Mm. And what about Next?
So Next is doing something where, you know, it's Lord Wolfson has been pursuing this strategy of having more and more kind of label, more and more product, and just increasing the breadth of product on there. And so they're going to start putting some of their best online sellers, because there's that breadth of product, they can't have everything in every store.
Yeah.
So they're going to start putting online best sellers into the stores where there's a high chance that they'll sell better. And they said they want to try and bring some of the dynamism of an online offer to a retail space.
Can I ask about this? Because this is where I think it's quite interesting for a player like Next specifically. Because for someone like Amazon, you know, they have such a wide breadth of products, from like electronics through to beauty, through to you name it, got it. Next is very much, and I know they do homewares and things like that, but generally their primary thing is that they're a fashion player. And I think this, therefore, and this is where I think there's potentially a bit of a risk of homogenizing your offer and maybe moving slightly away from the fact that people want to go into a shop and feel surprised and discover something that they weren't just looking for when they opened their browser and googled a black pair of leggings online. I don't know how much people want to look like a thousand other people.
Well, people hate turning up at the same meeting or the same party with the same outfit.
Yeah, exactly. So I think there are certain sectors it works better for than others. For example, if 1,000 people have bought a pair of speakers, I'm quite happy to know that that's a decent pair of speakers. If 1,000 people in the same catchment area of London with me have bought a pair of boots, I'm not sure I'm going to buy them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. And I hadn't considered that, actually. I think with fashion, it's a lot more about kind of curation and discovery, and perhaps taking that very kind of rational approach doesn't work for her.
And that's where I think there's potentially some slight danger. I'm not saying it's a bad idea. Yeah. I think that it's inevitable. Retailers are always going to use data in new and interesting ways.
Although you could turn the around a little bit, maybe, because, you know, you look at people like Boohoo, they're always talking about how they can identify what people want to buy. Yeah. You know, they're testing, they've got thousands of new products going up. They see something is flying, and they can just press the button and have plenty in stock. So in that respect, you know, take the point about not wanting to look the same. However, how people seem to be behaving online shows that if there is demand, you know, it may not necessarily mean everyone is wearing exactly the same outfit,
I guess,
but
and
you
I
can
guess,
react
the geographic
to interest.
Thing, though, perhaps.
Totally, and I guess...
But then maybe consumers won't know that.
Well, that makes a lot of sense to me. And first of all, I think the only thing I would say is that, you know, if you buy a product online, you know, you're having a look online, you see it, you're like, ooh, you don't necessarily have a sense of how many of them are going. But if you go into a shop being like, ooh, I'm going to have a browse and see what nice thing I find, and what you're presented with is hundreds of people have already bought this item online that you see in front of you, you know definitively that the only reason that's there in front of you is because loads of people have already bought it.
Yeah.
And so I do think the dynamic's a little bit different. And I think it's the question of what do you go into a shop for? What experience do you walk into a bricks and mortar store for versus the experience you want when you're shopping online? And I do think it's different.
I think
you want to be kind of surprised and find something you didn't necessarily think you'd like and then try it on and see that it looks great rather than like... We have it confirmed that 1,000 other people your age think this jumper's great and that's why it's in front of you.
Yeah. I think these are really good points, you know, because on the surface of it, in these days when people are, you know, quite rightly quite obsessed with data and using it to create successful businesses, and especially bricks and mortar multi-channel retailers who are having to adapt to the fact that online is growing, even although the bulk of retail sales do go through stores. So it does show, actually, that they're potentially, you know, it's not potentially just an easy ride to sort of activate data and try and transfer it to the shop.
Especially with something like fashion, where you do need, it's not a commodity, is it? Or it can be, but people don't like to think of it in that way. And so, though I guess the Next shopper probably isn't, you know, they're not necessarily a trendsetter, and they may be looking for something easy,
yeah.
And it's a family-based shopper, so perhaps for Next it might work, but...
Yeah. Well, we shall see. I mean, Next have said they've emphasised, you know, it's quite... Well, they call it very early days. It will take time to master the art of deciding what stock to send to which stores, they say. So one to keep an eye on, I
Definitely.
Think, in
mm.
all cases.
Yeah.
It's on the surface, sounds really smart, but not getting unalloyed praise and some good, astute points.
Yeah, I just think it's really interesting. You know, I don't necessarily think it's a bad idea. In fact, I think it would be silly of them not to explore it.
Mm.
I just don't think it's as simple as... And to be fair, they're not saying it is as simple as a switch on and go, but it's going to be really, really interesting to watch and how you sort of flex that online data and the information you have while still ensuring that every shopper that comes into your store comes out feeling like an individual who's bought something that they really love because they love it, not
yeah.
because 1,000 other people do.
Yeah.
Okay, let us draw things to a close there. Thanks very much for joining us, and please do share your thoughts. What do you think about this trend? How much of a difference could it make to multi-channel retailers? Let us know on the website where you can comment, and join us next week when it will be a big week for grocery with results from those deadly rivals, Aldi and Tesco.